And now he's got all the new furniture and the fans and the spare bedroom and stuff.
It's like, well, this new fan sounds exciting.
It does.
Although you can't really use a ceiling fan in the studio while you're in the studio recording, because that would make even more noise than the one that I have my cooter cooler is right now.
Probably. You would assume it would blow the air right into the microphone, but I don't think the quality is job number one at the BFO studios.
I'm not so sure about that. You might hear some rebuttal there. Fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off, Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't think the quality is job number one at the BFO studio.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2237 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 24th of August, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, there was something in the Villa Mail. Oh, it's Big Fatty. What is that noise? I left the fan on. Big Fatty. Hello, windbags. Big Fatty, that's you. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going up. Big Fatty, it's not hump day for you. No, for Big Fatty, it is for at the coal mine, because y'all, today is my last day at the coal mine for this week, and I don't go back until next week. And y'all, when I leave the coal mine today, I'll tell them all, I'll say, see you next Tuesday, Big Fatty. Is that spelled C? Yes, it is spelled C-U-N-T. Make a wish, wish a dream, wish a wish your heart, and your wish will come true. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I came home from the coal mine today, and y'all sitting on the front porch of the villa is a huge box. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And y'all, it is from that Amazon. Big Fatty, it's from Miss Beaver. No, it's from the Amazon shipping. That's very different. Yeah, so y'all, we're going to open it up. Big Fatty, what is it? Y'all, I don't have any idea what this is. So, anyway, we're going to open it up. Big Fatty, did you tell everybody you're keeping a spare set of scissors in the studio now? No, I didn't, but you just did. Big Fatty. All right, y'all, we're going to open this up and see what we got here. Big Fatty. And, Big Fatty, it's full of brown paper. Oh, here we go. Oh, it's all wrapped and everything. Oh, yeah. Y'all, it's heavy as hell. And y'all, it's got a little cat on it. And it says, let's see what the cat says. It says, Dear Fatty, heard you had trouble finding Peta G tonic. So here's some more for you. I don't want you to fall under the spell and charms of tonic water sent by a certain Connecticut person, but nice try, number one fan and flobfo. Big Fatty, but y'all, it's not signed. Well, let's just see what we got here. Big Fatty, let's see what we got here. Anyway, let's just Big Fatty, y'all, you know, I don't know. Big Fatty, y'all, it's more of that tonic water. Big Fatty. That's kind of what the card said. Gussie, y'all, it really is. It really is fabulous. Just fabulous tonic water. Let's just see. Does it say how many are in here? It's an 8-pack. Big Fatty, it's kind of like your stomach, an 8-pack. Actually, my stomach is kind of like a 1-pack. Big Fatty. And y'all, let's just look and see if there's something inside this envelope that says who this is from. Y'all, the printing is so small on here. send a note. Y'all, it doesn't say who it's from. And heard you had trouble finding Peter G. Tonic, so here's some more for you. I don't want you to fall under the spell and charms of tonic water sent by a certain Connecticut persons. By certain Connecticut persons, but nice try, number one fan and fluffer. Is it from Peter G.? Big Fanny, we don't know. So, whoever, I don't know. It doesn't say who it's from. So, thank you, mysterious person. Big Fanny, we love a mysterious person. So, anyway, whoever you are, thank you so much. It's just lovely to receive a gift out like that, especially when you don't know who it's from. Big Fanny. Y'all, I also... I also had two cats in the Villa Mailbox. And y'all, the first one, it's a picture. Y'all, it looks like a fist. And it says Central Oregon. And y'all, it looks like a giant fist. Big Fanny, everything looks like a giant fist to you. And, y'all, it's from that Peter G. And it says, this is the Smith Rock State Park. A beautiful view of Monkey Face and the Crooked River. Okay. Y'all, I don't see a monkey face. I see a fist. Big Fatty, move forward. Said, dear Big Fatty, something about the... something about this natural rock formation known as Smith Rock reminded me of you, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it. Y'all, I swear I didn't read what was on the card before I was making those comments. Thank you for calling. that Peter G, Big Fanny, that Peter G is just as vulgar as you are. And y'all, then there was another postcard. And y'all, I believe this might be from that Gus Chad, because y'all, it's painted. And y'all, on the front, there's a blue elephant. Big Fatty, don't talk about Vera that way. No, she's not blue. Oh, Big Fatty, the circulation's not good. Of course she's blue. And it says, your call is important to us. Please stay on the line. And y'all, then on the back, let's see what we got here. It says, Big Fatty, how do you know your call is important when you're on hold? They tell you your call is important, but then you're on hold for an hour. So is my call important after A, 5 minutes, B, 30 minutes, C, 1 hour, or D, your call isn't important to them? They're just saying it to make you feel better. Big Fatty, is that an axe, Big Fatty? I don't know, but I think it's a lovely postcard. And I don't really know what the blue elephant is. Big Fatty, just go with it. Okay, I'm just going to go with it. So, Gus Chad, it depends, if this is an Axe Big Fatty question, I'm not going to play the music, but it depends on who you're calling. If it's important to you, you'll remain on the line as long as you take. You know, some of them will say, you can leave your number and they'll call you back in the order your call was received. And y'all, I think that's a much better situation, so you're not having to sit there listening to that horrible elevator music. Big Fatty. So I would say anywhere between 5 and 30 minutes. 30 minutes is the tops for Big Fatty. Big Fatty, vulgar. And y'all, I tell you what, I am going to put a picture. I'm going to put a picture of this postcard and the fist, the formation. Big Fatty, the fist formation on the WWW for today. But anyway, Peter G and Gus Chad and Mystery Person, thank you so much for filling up Big Fatty's box. Big Fatty, you've made it vulgar. Yeah, guys, see y'all back over here at Spotting Big Fatty, and y'all, last time we were here, that veritable Virgo spotted Big Fatty in his thong out riding his bicycle. Big, it's still vulgar. Y'all, Daniel Scott Angel, you know, he has the life-size Lost in Space robot. Y'all, he spotted Big Fatty, and there's a picture of Big Fatty running away from a cock. Big Fatty, that is a peacock. Oh, that's different. And it says, Big Fatty knows all about poultry. No, knows all poultry are mean, even the ones in drag. I've never thought of a peacock being a poultry and drag. Big Fatty. Y'all, then, that Peter G. That Peter G has spotted Big Fatty, and it says, BF tries something new with his hair. Poor Big Fatty, and y'all, I can't tell what the fuck Big Fatty has done, but Big Fatty, it's very becoming on you. Of course, you've obviously let it grow out a lot. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened on Tuesday morning, but y'all, I had several people send me 20 messages or e-letters saying, Big Fatty, what's wrong with the little show? And, y'all, it seems to have been an iTurge problem for at least some people. y'all, because Big Fatty had problems also downloading the little show, but y'all, I hit the refresh button, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 times, and it finally did download, and it did download into my podcast app on the cellular telephonic device. So y'all, it wasn't Big Fatty. I promise you, Big Fatty, of course it wasn't. It was you're the technology guru. It's true. If you had trouble getting the two, I say Tuesday little show, y'all go back and try again because it will eventually download, but I think it was an iTunes problem. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm going to go over here to the mailbox here just real quick and see if there's anything in here I need to handle. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. y'all, I can act now and get a 5% cash back on my Discovery card. Big Fatty. There is one thing here. Y'all, that Daniel, you know Daniel Bieber. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, he sent me an e-letter, and he says, I'm sending this to you because you seem to like this stuff. And it says, how common is your birthday? This infographic will show you. Big Fatty, I don't see an infographic. I don't see one either. the birthday problem paradox suggests that if you put 23 people in a room, there's a 50% chance that two of them will share the same birthday. And that probably jumps to 99% chance with just 60 people. The math is based on the assumption that every date out of the 365 days a year is equally likely for a birthday, but apparently that theory is way off. In 2006, Amitabh Chandra of Harvard University analyzed the birth dates of every baby born in the United States between January 1, 1973, and December 31, 1999, and published the findings in a chart on the New York Times. The most popular birth months were July, August, and September, with all 10 of the top 10 birthdays taking place in the latter months. So y'all, a lot of fucking going on in December. Yes, Big Betty. the least likely birthdays fell around the holidays. Grandma, is the least popular birthday when you leave Leap Day, February the 29th, out of the equation, and New Year's Day, January the 1st, follows right behind. This is surely due to a mother's postponing inductions and scheduled deliveries. The days leading up to Crema rank low for births as well, but births spike between the 28th and the 30th, presumably to deliver those babies that were kept cooking. Baby! Yeah, that's what it says, that were kept cooking over the holiday. wondering how popular your birthday is? Andy Kreibel of VizWiz took the New York Times chart and turned it into an interactive heat map. Beep! I think that sounds vulgar. To find your birthday, look for your birth month across the top row and then the column down to match your date of birth. So, y'all, let's see how popular Big Fatty's birthday is. Let's just look here. And let's see. We got August the 10th. Oh, Big Fatty. It's the 52nd out of 366th day of the year. Y'all, the most popular day to be born is September. No, wait a minute. Where is that? Top 10. It says top 10, but that's number 2. Big Fatty. This is the 9th. 8, 9, 9, 10. Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty. The number one day is September the 16th. Big Fatty, does anyone on your marking calendar born on that day? Well, let's just look and just see. See if we can prove this correct. Y'all, this year it'll be a full moon, and how appropriate. It's Bacon Bits. Bacon Bits is born on the most popular day of the year. Big Fatty, that's lovely. So, y'all, a little bit of useless knowledge there for you. Big Fatty, that's every day on the BFO. Y'all got something from the Coles. And y'all, it's kind of neat. It says, happy anniversarium, Big Fatty. You open your Coles charger plate 7 years ago today. And y'all, they gave me a little gift card for $7 off anything in the store. So y'all, I thought that was kind of interesting. And y'all, I got something from the Sirius XM. Y'all, they're giving a fall kickoff. Y'all, you get free Sirius XM. Starting today, the 24th through the 6th of September, 2 free weeks on the Sirius XM. So y'all, even if your radio is inactive, it's gonna fire up. It's gonna fire up. Big Fatty, can we go listen to that Out Cute? No, they did away with that station. Big Fatty, how about Broadway? Yeah, Broadway's still on there. So that, I guess, that's the only gay station on the Sirius XM now. Just to clarify things, you know, the Turnip Head and Dr. Stone were talking about my new ceiling fan and how I couldn't run it while doing the little show. Well, y'all, ever since I've gotten it, I've yet to turn it off. So it's run on every little show. Y'all, it doesn't sound like a wind tunnel. Big Fatty, no, that's just your colon that sounds like a wind tunnel. It's true. Y'all, speaking of Dr. Stone and the Turnip Head, you know, Dr. Stone is very good with his hands, and he's crafting and everything. And Dr. Stone, I'd like to get an embroidered pillow from you. Any ideas what you might stitch on it?
I don't think the quality is job number one at the BFO.
Most truer words will never be stitched. Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.